This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm sorry this dark day has come. We're not going to cede our rights that easily, despite the best efforts of the politicized Supreme Court.
Oh, what, you're upset?
Yes, I'm upset. Can't you tell?
And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets.
Yeah, it's a freaking musket.
Shut up, man. Shut up, you damn posers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
For everything.
Putin's price hikes at the pump.
Putin's price hike here at home.
Putin. You should be blaming Putin, if anybody, for this. And to not blame Putin, first of all, is denying reality. And second, frankly, I think is un-American.
Would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
That is clearly correct.
You are correct, sir, yes!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And the Supreme Court has ruled today that a New York State ban on concealed carry permits is unconstitutional, that it's discriminatory to force people to say that they need to exercise a constitutionally protected right. The usual suspects are having their usual meltdowns here. In a related development, the Senate has broken a filibuster on the so-called compromise bill on gun control, and it's a bad bill. The Wall Street Journal is trying to put a shine on the sneaker, calling it a sensible Senate gun deal. But let me ask you this: if you think this is a problem, we're talking about red flags. The deal would give money to states to implement red flag laws, which let courts remove firearms from individuals deemed a danger to themselves or others. Now listen to this. See if you have any confidence that these provisions, these constitutional safeguards would be observed. The state laws must contain due process protections, including the right to an in-person hearing, to know the evidence used to justify a red flag order, and to have counsel present. Really? I'm not buying it. I'm sorry, I've lost my faith in the guards. Who will guard the guards themselves? The old saying, 2,000 years old from Juvenal. Who will guard the guards themselves? And, you know, look what happened with the FISA courts. That was supposed to protect us from terrorists. You know who the deep state used it to protect us from, or to try to protect us from? Donald Trump and his friends. They made up evidence out of whole cloth. They obstructed justice by changing the evidence. And of course, none of the people that they were getting warrants to surveil were allowed to have counsel present. They were ex parte proceedings, as they're known. And now we're supposed to believe everything is going to be on the level. And think about this for a moment. Lexington and Concord. 1775, the beginning of the American Revolution. The British marched out of Boston. They were going to the Middlesex County villages and farms. They were going to pick up stocks of ammunition that were held by dangerous radicals known as the Minutemen. Basically, when you get right down to it, the Redcoats were using a red flag law to take away these weapons from the dangerous colonials who had vowed basically to resist the authority of the duly authorized rulers of the United States or within the colonies. So, you know, what's the difference? They were the so if a red flag law was bad when the Redcoats tried to use it, why do you want one now? And do you think that the red flag law would be enforced equitably? You think it would ever be used, by a neighbor who was angry about some issue, chopping down shrubs, a dog, doing his business on the neighbor's property? Do you think it ever might be used by a jealous spouse in a domestic dispute? I mean, there are just so many ways that these laws could be abused. The reason why we have all these safeguards built into our system of justice is to protect the individuals from the overreach of the state. And these liberals who seemed once to be concerned about these problems, now they have the whip hand, and they think they're going to use it to bring the rest of us to our knees. And that's the only way I can see it. And you know, for all these liberals on Twitter that are angry, saying, why don't you have to justify the use of a firearm before you get a permit to carry a concealed weapon? Well, you know, I mean, I think that back during Reconstruction, there were a lot of earlier Democrats that used to wear hoods over their heads and burn crosses at night who wanted to keep certain classes of the people from getting firearms because they thought it was dangerous for society. So now that same party, they don't wear hoods anymore, but they've got the same goal. They want to take away a certain group of people's guns. And you got to ask yourself, I know Tucker Carlson says this sometimes, but it's really is worth asking yourself, why do the same people who want to make sure that the Ukrainians have all the weapons they need want to take away your weapons, my weapons? Maybe because they like the Ukrainians and they don't like us. They want to take away the Russians' weapons. We know they don't like the Russians. why do they want to give the Ukrainians heavy weapons? I mean, really serious weapons. Yet they say that if you want to have a popular rifle called an AR-15, or as Dementia Joe Biden calls it, the AR-14, they say that's a weapon of war. But yet, if we sent the Ukrainians AR-15s, they would be disgusted with us. They would say, "What are you trying to do to us? These are not weapons of war. They're only weapons of war when American citizens of every ethnic group, of every race, religion, color, or creed has these things." 844-500-4242. Don't let them start this process of restricting your Second Amendment rights. They won't stop there. They never stop there. 844-500-4242. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, thanks, Howie. Hey, you know, these laws never get enforced anyway. That right. Murderous creep that killed the two cops in Los Angeles there, felon in possession of a firearm. He's out on parole. They don't hold him. He gets busted, and then he kills two cops. Gascon out there says, oh, it's just because you're in possession of a firearm. He didn't have a history of violence.
Right. He just burglarized his grandparents' place, and then they catch him with a firearm. He's a felon after doing that, and they catch him a felon in possession of meth. Now, what does meth do to your mind, James? We all know.
It rots it away. And so here they have these laws. They could have held him. They could have enforced the existing gun laws, and they didn't. So what is the point? Why doesn't anyone ever call them on their failure to enforce existing laws? More than 20 years ago, I sent a letter to my congressman, Bill Delahunt, after some tragedy and said, hey, what are you talking about more laws now? You don't enforce the ones that I have. And I went through a whole list. And I got some perfunctory letter back about how, oh, well, we can do more. And here we are 20 years later.
Yeah. And again, they're selectively enforced. That's the problem. 781 says the original gun control laws were to keep freed blacks from having guns to defend themselves against Democrats wearing bedsheets. That's right. And Harriet Tubman, you know, they wanted to put her on the $20 bill till they found out she believed that everybody should have a gun and that she was a Republican. It's just these laws are jokes. They're being used as a political they think they're a wedge issue. They are a wedge issue, but they're a wedge issue against themselves. They just don't realize it. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, they're not interested in enforcing any criminal gun laws. That what they're really after are these red flag statutes. That's what they want. They want to be able to disarm legal gun owners,
right?
Because legal gun owners are not their constituency, and they made it pretty clear who they dislike and who they're after.
Yeah.
So that's really what it's all about.
Right? I agree.
Red flag laws.
Gascon, by the way, he's got another big scandal on his hands. The DA in Los Angeles, who's being recalled, he apparently let a guy out, a guy who committed two murders as a juvenile out, and now he's committed another murder, and he's making excuses for him. Well, you know, he's a juvenile. What is wrong with these people? And by the way, why did the people in Cumberland County in Maine, oust a moderate Democrat and replace the moderate Democrat as district attorney with a Soros-funded district attorney? Who do you think funded the district attorney in L.A., in San Francisco, in Philadelphia, in Chicago, all these cities that are convulsed with rampant violence because of these DAs letting these criminals run amok? Thanks for the call, Dave. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right now. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, or Dr. Matt, then this offer is for you. The Eden Pure Air Purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand, like I'm doing right now. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice, flip a dial, instant entertainment, dial seven digits, instant communication, turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation, flash a card, instant money, shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should nicotine products be banned?
No, they should not.
90% say no.
You know, so a guy says he's a former clinical health specialist, says that nicotine is a dangerous drug. Well, you know, everything's a dangerous drug if used not in moderation.
Chocolate's a dangerous
chocolate.
Drug.
Chocolate. You know, how about bacon? You know, Al McGoucher brought in bacon yesterday. I had bacon for dinner last night. I had bacon for breakfast this morning. I had bacon for lunch. Guess
bacon
what I'm going to have
morning,
for dinner?
Bacon in the evening, bacon at supper time.
Yeah, I'm overdoing it. But guess what? It's my
it's
call.
It's not just bacon. It's sugar-coated bacon.
Sugar. The only thing better than bacon is sugar-coated bacon, in my opinion. So, but who is it anybody's business but mine what I eat or what I consume? And, you know, maybe you wear Birkenstocks. Maybe I'm going to ban Birkenstocks because I think they're bad for your toes.
Those are assault sandals.
Right. You know what? I don't like those squirrely goatees on all the hipsters that have overrun all the neighborhoods I used to live in. I think we should outlaw goatees, starting with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press on MSDNC or streaming. You know, who's to say that nicotine is that bad for you? Everybody's going to die, right? Why is it your decision what I'm going to die of as opposed when I can't decide what you're going to die of? Just leave me alone. All I ask, all tens, hundreds of millions of us ask, is to be left alone by all you people who you don't have God, you don't have religion, you don't go to church, so you have to believe in something, and you believe that you're gonna save your souls or whatever you believe you're gonna save by oppressing the rest of us, by making us get right with whatever, not Jesus for sure. Get right with Gaia. Get right with the Green New Deal. I'm sorry. Include me out, okay? That's all I ask. Include me out. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
You know, like one of your last callers spoke of, we don't really need any more BS laws. I mean, we already have enough. They should just enforce them.
Right.
And once again, President Donald J. Trump, he's been right over and over and over again. Gas prices are through the roof. Inflation is crazy. And is anybody missing the good old days of low gas and a beautiful economy, the best economy
right.
we've ever had in American history?
How about full grocery shelves? How about plenty of baby formula? How about plenty of tampons? I'm missing everything, actually. How about affordable home heating oil? You know, then now they're talking about the shortages of diesel fuel in the Northeast. What's that going to mean for supply delivery? And by the way, Governor Hochul in New York, the accidental governor, she says, well, you know, this is a terrible burden to enforce our constitutional rights, and it's an assault on laws and safety. This is a woman who presides over a sanctuary state, meaning they don't enforce the immigration laws. This is a woman whose state includes Manhattan, where the district attorney, the previous district attorney, was presented with evidence that Harvey Weinstein had attacked a woman, evidence on tape, where he admitted it, and the district attorney refused to prosecute him for attempted rape because he was a campaign contributor. You know? So don't tell me about the laws in New York State or anywhere else. They're selectively enforced, and God bless the Supreme Court, and especially Clarence Thomas, who wrote the decision, for upholding the constitutional rights of Americans to observe their Second Amendment rights, and also their 14th Amendment rights, equal protection under the law, so that not only the beautiful people get to carry concealed weapons, but also deplorables, irredeemables, bitter clingers clinging to their guns and their Bibles. We are to be considered equal under the law to those on the private jets. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to talk to Congressman Chip Roy of Texas about his bill to defund climate czar John Kerry. I love this. They're moving on Kerry on multiple fronts, but this is a really good one. Don't defund the police, defund the climate czar. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
John Kerry is now the climate czar for the United States after being Secretary of State, the senator from Massachusetts for many, many years, the lieutenant governor of Massachusetts, the America's gigolo, as I call him. Now he's running around the country, running around the world on a jet, U.S. government jet, taking part in all these climate talks, saying we don't need any more oil or gas drilling, and we just have to learn to live with it. And it's just, it's so exasperating. And as you may know, the Boston Herald, my newspaper, has been trying to get his payroll, his own pay, and we want to know who works for him. And the State Department has been stonewalling us totally on this. They told us they will finally turn it over to us in October of 2024, which, you know, that's a little late. And so we talked to Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska, who's also, not a fan, shall we say, of the climate czar. And he's been trying to get the payroll and all the information on this guy and his staff and what they do and how much money they're spending. He can't. They're stonewalling him, too. He's a senator. And now a congressman from Texas with some of his colleagues, Chip Roy, he represents the Hill Country all the way to San Antonio. He has introduced the No Taxpayer Funding for Czars Act to defund special presidential envoy for climate, John Kerry. It would prohibit federal funds from being used for any activity of the special presidential envoy for climate, including salary, administrative, and travel expenses. Joining us now on the line is Congressman Chip Roy from Texas. Congressman, thank you.
Howie, thanks for having me on. Thanks for highlighting this for your listeners. It's such an absolute absurdity that we have this idiot right running around the world on taxpayer funds, undermining our national security, our well-being, and driving up the price of gasoline. I mean, as if we had enough of this clown in 2004 and his whole, you know, Genghis Khan routine back when he was testifying, you know, about Vietnam. It's just crazy.
This has been going on with him for more than 50 years. I was thinking about that Genghis Khan routine. I was a teenager when this started, Congressman, and it's still going. He's gotten worse, if anything.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Talking about his private jet.
That's exactly right. I mean, you and I have been living through this our entire lives, watching, you know, him pick apart at our entire way of life. And you know, this is a guy who's out there, you know, pressuring banks not to give money to our energy companies, fossil fuel companies. He's, you know, saying the United States should just get rid of coal by 2030. He's saying that, you know, just a few weeks ago, that, quote, we have to push back hard on new fossil fuel infrastructure and oil and gas drilling. One after another, he's at war with the American people. And this is why we have $5, $6, $7, $8 gas. This is why energy prices are going up. And this is why our grid is destabilized. And I've never seen a stupider group of human beings than the people running the United States of America right now. It just doesn't exist. You had energy independence. You had all the tools you needed to push back on Russia, to push back on Iran, to kick China's ass. And then what are you doing? You're getting rid of everything that you've got that you can use to win the battle. And you're giving them all the leverage. Oh, China, we'll buy your solar panels. Oh, Russia, you know, go ahead, go into Ukraine. Oh, Saudi Arabia, we'll come kiss your ring for oil. We're sitting on an ocean of oil in Texas, and we're not even using it. It's insane, and John Kerry is the tip of that crazy spear.
You guys in Congress control the purse strings of the State Department, yet they're not just stonewalling my newspaper. They're stonewalling the senator from Alaska. I assume they're stonewalling you and your colleagues who filed this legislation. Why can't you just demand that they turn over the payroll for this guy?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I mean, I'm actually trying to push other legislation to force, the leadership of the various agencies to show us their calendar, show us their speeches, show us the stuff that they're doing. I think we need that kind of transparency. And in this case, yes, they need to tell us how they're spending this money. But more importantly, just we should defund it. And that the question you just said is the fundamental question I hope every conservative talk radio show host, every press, you know, journalist, ask a Republican member of Congress. Why are you funding tyranny? Why are you funding the leftist Democrats who are at war with our way of life? Why are you funding a DOJ to go after parents because they go to a school board? Why are you funding this garbage with John Kerry, who's undermining your energy and security? Why are you funding a DHS to go after and lie about agents saying they whipped Haitians and not secure a border? I could go on and on. We should defund this stuff, but Republicans have to find the nerve and the spine to do that.
Now, you're still the minority, at least until November or January, so you can't subpoena him into the into a hearing and put him under oath to talk about what his pay is, what how many staffers he has, how many flights he's used to promote this insanity around the world. You can't do that until you take over the House, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, the majority has complete control of the House of Representatives and what comes up to the floor and the running committees. And the power, but obviously, Lord willing, we get the majority, then we sure as heck would have that power in January, and we ought to use it. We ought to use it for Kerry. We ought to use it for Fauci. We ought to use it for Mayorkas. We ought to use it for Merrick Garland and haul them in and get them to answer a lot of questions the American people need to know the answers to. But we need to know what John Kerry is doing and why he's wasting these dollars. But at the end of the day, we also kind of know, right? I mean, I want to know the details, but you and I both know what he's doing. He's flying around in private jets, going around the world, hobnobbing with the elites, undermining the American people who are working hard every day and can't afford gas.
Absolutely. But I I'm with you. I want to put an end to it. And I see that Representative Mark Green from Tennessee, he has filed some legislation apparently to prevent him from using military aircraft for his junkets around the world to the Michelin resorts where the Davos crowd and the private jet people are meeting. But, the State Department has its own jets, right? So that wouldn't even stop him totally. It might just slow him down a little bit.
Well, first of all, glad to see. Thanks for mentioning that about Mark Green. He's a good friend of mine, one of my colleagues at the Freedom Caucus, obviously a veteran, a doctor, one of the best human beings I know in Congress. And that's a good bill, and we ought to do more of that. Again, I think at the core of this is the recognition that it is incumbent upon Republicans to stop playing, footsie with the Democrats over their agenda, right? Don't start talking about carbon capture and all this stuff. I want nuclear plants built. I want gas-fired plants built. I want to have refineries producing gasoline in America. I want to drive cars. I want to use fossil fuels, and I want to kick China's ass. I don't want to give them the tools to kick ours.
How many people do you figure, just as a guess, that John Kerry's got on his own personal payroll as the quote-unquote special presidential envoy for climate change?
I don't know, but I know it's got to be dozens. I know that he's got the President Biden requested, I think, a budget of $16.5 million just for Kerry's little office, which is actually a lot. I mean, to give you a sort of benchmark, I get about $1.4 or $5 million for the entire office that I represent of 750,000 Texans to be able to pay for constituent services, to be able to pay for my staff, to be able to answer all the phones and do the work we do in the Hill. And so he's got a budget of, 10 times an elected member of Congress or more. That's just specifically for his office. I think he can use the other resources of state and go around and fly around the world and use the private jets and whatnot and go, sell out our interests in national security in the name of his crazy climate agenda. Just keep in mind, China has 1,100 coal-fired plants right now burning as we speak, and they're building one a week. We have about 250, and we're not building anything in terms of gas or nuclear, and China has 100 nuclear plants in the pipeline. We're just throwing out a bunch of unicorn energy with wind and solar, which what do on a windless, cloudy day? You sit around and, burn dung like third world countries. It's insane.
You guys had a big problem in Texas the winter before last, didn't you? With your increasing reliance, unfortunately, on wind and solar, didn't you?
Well, that's exactly right. And the left tried to say, oh, look, your gas-fired plants froze. Well, look, we had a little bit of freezing, yes, because it was an unprecedented cold stretch. And then we learned how to winterize and do some things to improve in those situations. But the real problem was that our baseload capacity was so weakened, and we had so much reliance on wind and solar, and the wind turbines were freezing. And then we got stuck, and we got upside down, and we almost had it happen about 3 weeks ago when we had wind. All of our wind went down to about 17% of their total capacity production, and it left our grid hanging on by a very thin thread. You have to have baseload. I'm fine with solar. I'd love to have energy independence of my own and be off the grid. and be able to have solar, but I can't afford $60,000 and all that it takes to go do that. So at the end of the day, what is a reliable, abundant energy comes from fossil fuels and nuclear power, and that has changed the world. That has provided human flourishing. It has saved lives and allowed us to adapt to the climate. It gives people the ability to increase lifespan and increase human prosperity, and we shouldn't apologize for it. We should applaud it.
I didn't know that this number, 16.5 million, I don't know that that's been made public before. They've actually put that on the record, that that's the budget for his office?
Well, remember that we get a budget proposal that the Democrats never pass, but it gives you a glimpse into what they actually are doing, and it's probably a lot more than that, because what President Biden did was he requested in his budget a line item of $16.5 million for John Kerry and his alone. But again, he would be piggybacking off the State Department and the right. infrastructure of the State Department and the planes and the military travel that Mark Green's dealing with. And then he's got this pot of money to fund his entire operation, which is quite a bit for an individual. He's not a secretary. He's just a dude.
And he yeah. And he could also borrow personnel to make his fine dining reservations at the five-star restaurants where he wishes to have dinner, right? He could be spending a lot more than $16.5 million.
Sure. I mean, you know, but also if he really felt that he was doing something good for humanity, why wouldn't he just fly around in the jet that he married into when he married Theresa Hines? Like,
right.
Go ahead and fly around the world, rich boy, but, you know, stop using taxpayer money to undermine my country and sell us down the river.
Right. Yeah, Jesse Waters mentioned the flying squirrel last night, but I don't think he's using the flying squirrel. That's his second wife's first husband's trust funds jet. He's using a jet that belongs to you and me and the rest of the taxpayers.
Right, to undermine our national security, make us more dependent on China, make us more dependent on the Middle East, make Russia be emboldened against Ukraine while making us pay for more expensive gas, more expensive electricity, and have less national security. Well done, Chief.
Representative Chip Roy, thank you so much for what you and your co-sponsors are doing with this, and thank Representative Green for his attempts to get him off the taxpayer dole for once in his life. And keep us informed about what happens with this bill. And we are looking so forward to bringing him in to testify next January. I hope it's one of the first things on the agenda once control changes.
Well, Howie. Yeah, thank you for that, Howie. And I'll tell Mark you said hello, and thank you when I see him on the floor voting in a little bit. And you keep up the good fight up there in the Northeast. There's so many great patriots up there who are drowned out by a few crazy leftists. And, yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. So now we got the Senate and the House involved in this, or some people in the Senate and the House involved in this. We got to get to the bottom of this. 844-500-4242. That was Representative Chip Roy, a Republican of the 21st District in Texas. Are you sick of censorship on the internet? Are you tired of the woke agenda popping up everywhere you go online? There is an alternative. It's called Tusk, and it's free. It's the first of its kind free speech browser. Tusk, T-U-S-K, like what elephants have. Get it? Elephants, Republicans, Tusk, T-U-S-K. Tusk helps you take back control of your news feed from big tech. Tusk's features include links to your favorite conservative links, like Fox News, The Daily Wire, Dan Bongino, OAN, and Newsmax. When you log on to Tusk, you'll get the real news, not the CNN, MSNBC-style, very fake news. Tusk is pre-configured with conservative sites. Those are the first sites you'll see every morning. But if you like or have to check out a liberal site or two, say, for instance, the New York Times, you can do that too. And I'll say it again, Tusk is free. They won't sell your personal data. They make their money from ads in the newsfeed and sponsored images. Tusk is part of a new ecosystem of apps like Rumble and Truth Social. It's built by conservatives for conservatives. I have Tusk on my phone, tablet, and computer. There is nothing better. Get Tusk now at TuskBrowser.com. That's TuskBrowser.com, and see what a difference free speech can make. If you hate censorship like I do, I know you are going to love Tusk. Check it out at TuskBrowser.com. Browser.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes
walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
Think about that, $16.5 million. And that's just the line item. You know, and again, he can, I don't think that includes all the fuel and the use of all the jets. Jesse Waters, that map he had last night of all the places that John Kerry has been. And I'm sure all of the places he visits have really fine French restaurants and excellent, the best vintages.
It's the only way to fly.
Yeah. It's, he always finds the Chanticleer Inn in whatever world-class resort he's in, he finds himself in, doing the people's business, trying to save the planet on his private jet. By the way, some of the other co-sponsors of this bill to defund him include Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, Thomas Massie from Kentucky, Lauren Boebert, Colorado, Louis Gohmert, Texas, Andy Biggs, and several others that I'm not as familiar with, but we know those people, and they're all doing a great job. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
Good.
Sorry for the noise in the background.
I thought this flying squirrel was going by overhead on you.
It's right. Sorry. Hey, my question to you is, can't we go back and connect the dots with the Russian collusion story now? Go back to that email that Susan Rice sent herself.
Right, the CYA memo. Everything has to be done by the book, she writes. After it's very clear that they've been violating every kind of law imaginable to try to frame Donald Trump and his friends.
Correct. And then you have Michael Sussman, you have the phony dossier, you have, you know, all this evidence that any regular person off the street could put together and say, you know, they were trying to get rid of a sitting president. Why don't we have hearings on that? And the Republicans.
Well, I hope the Republicans are not the majority. If the Republicans regain the majority, knock on wood, they will. I hope we'll have hearings on that as well as on John Kerry. I mean, you're absolutely correct. I mean, by the way, I mentioned it yesterday, but you know, this guy Andrew Gillum, the corrupt former mayor of Tallahassee, Florida, who was indicted yesterday, he almost beat, believe it or not, Ron DeSantis for the governorship in Florida. 2018, he only lost by 30,000 votes. You see who his lawyer is? It's Michael Sussman's former law partner, Mark Elias, the guy who's been involved in all of these, all of this litigation in 2020 to allow voter harvesting and mail-in ballots and all this nonsense. He's the Dems' big go-to guy for changing the voting laws, shall we say? Thanks for the call, Robert. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Afternoon, Howie. I just want to congratulate this administration,
this
cornflake brain administration, for finally outdoing the space heater sales as opposed to AC units. And you will guarantee you'll have fires breaking out everywhere, people running their homes while they're going to work. Just to maintain, and I can predict it now. 2.5 million people will freeze this year.
I don't know. I don't know if it'll be that high, John, but there will be that. You know what else? You know what else is going to kill people? People are going to go into their cars, and they're going to turn the cars on to stay warm at night, and they're going to be killed by the carbon monoxide poisoning. I guarantee you, that's going to happen. They're going to try to set fires in fireplaces that haven't been used in years. They're going to set fires, burn down their houses. There's going to be all kinds of problems with the price of energy going through the roof like this. And Brandon doesn't care. None of these people care in this administration. I'm Howie Carr.